Now we're going to change direction, as we do every hour on this show, although we change direction about three times in the last hour, but normally we change every hour. And, of course, between two and three, we've got Tony from Omni coming in. Fascinating story, I think that's going to be. But also we've got another fascinating story coming up right now. I'm going to talk to Anne, and she's with the Healesville Toy Library. Welcome, Anne.
Thank you, Alan.
Now, I've got to ask you, because I believe that this is true, the Toy Library was around a few years ago and then it stopped, so it's been re-resurrected. Am I right there?
That's correct, Alan. So the Healesville Toy Library has been an institution in Healesville since 1990s.
Yep.
And in 2019, they closed their doors, but yep, all the toys were still in the cupboard.
Terrific, yep.
And in 2024, Rose from the library, who runs Storytime, approached a couple of keen Healesville Connect members,
yep,
and asked us if we were interested in getting the toy library up and running, and we were. So myself and Joe Bracken put out an expression of interest, yep, to Healesville Notice Board and Healesville Connect, is anybody interested? And quite a few people responded, but in particular two young mums put their hand up. And so we've been basically a committee of four who've resurrected the toy library.
Now, I've got to ask you, we'll just put the toy library, well, no, we won't put the toy library aside, but what made you, Anne, decide you wanted to get involved when you approached? Why did you say yes?
I was interested because my daughter has always been part of a toy library in Melbourne, and I knew what a valuable resource it was for her,
yep,
that her children always had lovely new high-end educational toys, and I like the concept of the circular economy, that these toys weren't being wasted.
Yep. The other thing is too, I mean, we all know that we're in a cost of living crisis in for various people, and particularly for the young families, they're doing it very tough. And often once you buy a toy, you can spend a lot of money on a toy, and then all of a sudden, 3 months later, they don't even know that that toy exists. So, I mean, one of the ideas of this is that the young people or their children are getting different toys all the time, aren't they, without the cost of the parents having to buy them.
That's correct, Alan. So it means that families in our community have access to high-quality educational toys, yep, games and puzzles, and they don't have to buy anything. So for $40 a year per family, or $30 if you're in a concession, or if you cannot afford that, come and talk to us, because we always have someone who wants to pay it on. You can join the toy library. You can come and, during term time, borrow toys. And we have toys that, you know, cost a lot of money that your children would probably become tired of if you had them at home all the time. And it's also a great place for connection, but it's great for the environment. We try and buy environmentally friendly toys and we recycle them. And we do have donations, and we do sometimes find things even on hard rubbish. So it really is an environmentally friendly group.
Sounds great. Now, also, are there government grants available for you to buy toys?
There are. And we have resurrected the toy library with grants. The members' fees cover some of our running costs, but purchasing the toys has mainly come from grants. So we've been very fortunate in receiving quite a few grants, some through the Yarra Council,
yep,
Yarra Valley Council, Bendigo Bank, the market. The Sunday market's very kindly donated, yeah, money, which was lovely. We've got one from Victorian Education. We received a federal volunteer grant. And most recently, we received a Four Pillars grant.
From
the Four Pillars Gin. So it's a lovely sense of community.
Yeah. Mm. So in a lot of those cases, it's the community actually looking after the community.
It is indeed, yes.
Yeah. And obviously, it's run by volunteers.
It is all run by volunteers.
Yep. So, I mean, you don't have any costs other than there's probably the odd cost, but the main cost is just buying the new toys, isn't it?
It is. We have had some infrastructure costs. Because toys have to be packaged, so we have to buy packaging for the toys and shelving. We run we catalogue through a software program, and so we had to buy a tablet. And we also have ongoing insurance. Yep. We're a member of the Toy Libraries Australia, so we have to pay that membership. And also, yep, we have to pay rent for the room that we use.
That's how councils work these days.
So there are ongoing costs, but most of the ongoing costs are covered by the membership fees, and then the purchasing of toys is mainly been through grants.
And I mean, the major cost would have been if the volunteers were being paid. So, I mean, you've got people in the community putting in their time for free to help others in the community, which I think is terrific.
It is. So the volunteers aren't just the committee. Yep. The parents who are the members volunteer. So when we open on a Saturday morning, there's usually one or two families that help. Yep. And with cataloguing toys and keeping the toys organised, we've got a lovely, robust group of helpers through Hillsville Connect and also family members from the community.
I'm just going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back with more and we're going to hear more about the Hillsville Toy Library at about 5 to 2 and we'll give you all the contact details, whether it be Facebook, website, phone number, anything that she's got. So have a bit of paper and pencil ready at 5 to 2. I keep looking at the time, I can't read it. At 5 to 2 Anne will tell you all about it.
Finger at me. Said I'm a whiskey drinking cowboy chasing hell of a time. I like Kenny, Keith, Allen, and Patsy Cline. I'm a full grown queen bee looking for honey. I'll play something country. Yeah, the band took a break. The DJ played P. Diddy. She said, I didn't come here to hear something thumping. City, said I shaved my legs, I paid my money, I play something country, I'll play something country. Crank up the band, play the steel guitar, hang it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back a shot, yelled, I'm a George Strait junkie. Something country. I'll play something country. Well, the bartender, yeah, y'all, it's closing time. She got this wild look on her face and said, your truck or mine? I know a place down the road, it's kind of funky. Now play something country. Crank up the band, play the steel guitar. Hang it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back a shot, yelled, I'm a George Strait junkie. Play something country. Now play something country.
Talking to Anne, and she's with the Hillsville Toy Library. We're going to find out a lot more between now and 2 o'clock. And as I said, at 2 o'clock, she will give you some contact details. And I guess it's not only for the mums and dads. I mean, grandparents could get involved too, couldn't they, with their grandchildren?
We have members that are grandparents and also guardians.
I've never thought of guardians.
Yeah. So we have grandparents who have their children one day a week, or they come and visit, you know, for the school holidays, and they're members. Yeah. And quite a few of our volunteers are grandparents. I'm a grandparent myself, and my grandchildren love it when I turn up on a Thursday with some toys I've borrowed for the toy library.
I'll bet so. I've got to ask you, toys are toys, and there are thousands of toys. So how does the committee, yourself and the committee, choose what sort of toys you're going to buy?
We ask the members, the parents, what toys that they would like.
Right.
And also a couple of the mums who are on the committee are young mums who are very switched on with toys, especially with social media these days. You know, you're spoilt for choice. Yep. But at the moment, we did recently get a grant from the Toy Libraries Australia for neurodiverse children.
Oh, yep.
And so with that, we've bought some sensory toys. So like a blackout tent, a spike ball, a swivel balance chair.
Oh, yeah.
And then one of our most recent purchases is, with our grant from the Four Pillars, these space saver large, imagine a carpet tile that's magnetic that you can put together and you can build a castle or a fort or a plane. You know, it's quite large toys, and also some large foam toys that you can use for climbing.
All right.
And we have balance bikes, we have Lego, we have puzzles. There's a constant list of toys we'd like to buy. And our biggest problem besides money for buying toys is space for storing the toys.
So we've got to be able to keep them in between.
We do. We have to maintain.
So if a person joins and pays their $40 a year, how long can they keep a toy?
We like them to borrow that toy for a fortnight, but they can renew it. We have an online software program that they can just pop on and renew the toy, so up to a month.
Yep.
As long as we know where the toy is, and unless it's some of the toys are really popular and we want those back a bit earlier so that everybody has a chance at getting those.
That was going to be my next question. Do you have a waiting list on particular toys where parents come in and want to know, have you got this? And you say, yeah, but it's out for a couple of weeks.
We do, but parents can also get online and reserve the toy so that when it comes in next, that they will be the next people to borrow it.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, so, it's a great software program.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So we'll give details. Well, of course, you've got to be a member to do that, don't you? But you can just get on there and look at the toys and pick one and then say, well, it's out, but I want it next.
That's right. Members have access to our toy library online.
Yep. All right, so when you pay $40 a year, do you then pay for each toy you take, or is it $40?
No, $40 covers everything. So you can borrow up to four toys and two puzzles. You can come in every week and renew it if you wanted to.
Yep. And pay nothing else other than the $40.
That's the only cost.
And probably that's about the cost of probably two toys.
Oh, it's the cost of one toy.
Is it? I don't know. Is that how costly toys are?
Yeah, if you went to Target and bought one bucket of Lego, it'd probably cost you $60. So, so there's a lot of value in our service. And in fact, the software will actually keep a record of the value of the toys that you've borrowed, so you can actually see, you know, what you're getting for your money.
Roughly, probably it's a bit hard to ask, expect an answer to this, but I can still ask it. Roughly, what would the average person save? Like, once they've paid their $40 in that, what do you reckon the average person would borrow in the way of dollars in a year?
Oh, I think that it wouldn't be outrageous to say that you might have $1,000 worth of toys over the year.
Fair income.
Yeah. And it depends what the toys you're borrowing. So if it's a baby toy, it's not going to be that much. But, we've got balance bikes. The foam blocks I talked about cost thousands to buy, as do the Super Space construction kit of about $500. So we've got a lot of very high-end toys that most families would struggle to actually purchase. We've also got things that don't cost much money, but so we have a big variety.
But I was going to say the cheap stuff people can often buy themselves, but it's the more expensive things. And as you said before, like you buy it today in 6 months' time, well, I've got grandkids that probably last about 3 weeks and they've lost their interest in it. But because that does happen, and you've got a house full of toys that's worth a lot of money and no one uses.
That's right. And we've got little Tykes toys in our toy library that have been there for, you know, decades, I'd say, and they're still as good as the day they were made. But we want people not to be buying cheap disposable toys. So the concept of the toy library is that toys should be stay being used. And yes, children do get really bored with toys easily. So it's great for the kids every couple of weeks to have that excitement of a new toy. And if the parents really like the toy, sometimes they end up purchasing it. So sometimes it's like try before you buy, especially for the more expensive toys.
Yeah, never thought of that. Now, you talked about them being open on a Saturday. They're only open Saturday mornings.
We are open on school terms on a Saturday morning, so we're closed in the school holidays. Yep. We open at 10:15 and we close at 11:30. We often don't leave there till a little bit later because there's often like groups of people come and they have a chat and the children have a play. We'd love to extend our hours, but obviously that's based upon volunteers. And a Saturday morning commitment for the volunteers is a big commitment.
Oh, absolutely. Because very often, particularly if you're talking younger parents or young mums or dads, there's often sport for an older child too, isn't there?
There is, and also partners working.
Yeah, so makes it hard. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. And again, as I say, about 5 to 2, Anne will give you all the contact details. Welcome to Community Connections again. That was Gloria Gaynor and Never Going to Give Up. We're talking to Anne and she's part of the Healesville Toy Library, which has been reactivated the last year or so. And it's a great opportunity for you, as we've said all along, to not necessarily have to buy toys And the trouble is with your buy toys for the kids that very often then a few weeks later they want something else and something else. And we understand there is a cost of living problem. So this is one way that you can keep getting newer toys or other toys for your children without the cost of it with only $40 a year. Now, one of the things that all these things operate on is volunteers, Anne. So do you have plenty of volunteers or do you need more volunteers? And also, would you open more often if you had the volunteers?
We could always do with volunteers. So if you think that you're interested in helping the Hillsville Toy Library, there's a couple of roles you could have. One is that we do working bees. Yep. Where we sort of go through and cull the toys and sort the toys out. So you don't have to have any contact with children for that. But alternatively, we'd love some more volunteers on a Saturday morning. That would probably open up the path to us opening on another day as well. And the role on a Saturday morning would be cleaning and checking toys, helping, chatting with parents and helping them choose toys, checking toys in and out on our system. If you did that sort of work as a volunteer, you would need a working with children check, but we could help you to do that. And it's a very joyful thing. A Saturday morning at the toy library goes really quickly. It's such a buzz in the room. Recently, it was our first birthday and we had the bubble machine going outside, which attracted hordes of people. We had little cakes that everyone was enjoying. And we actually had four new members join up on that day. The other way you could volunteer to help support the toy library is it's end of financial year coming up, and if you're in a situation that you'd actually like to gift some money to the toy library, you could do so. We're a charity, but we don't have tax deductible gift recipient status, but we can partner with the Hillsville Foundation to actually make that happen. And the sort of things we'd like to buy with that money is another tablet, like a laptop, a vacuum cleaner. We do have a vacuum cleaner that I curse at every time we use. It's a nice stick vacuum. And the other thing we'd really love, if anybody is out there knows of a bigger space that we could move to at low cost, that would be wonderful as well. And then there's always... we've always got more toys than we have money for. So if you want to volunteer, that would be wonderful. The other thing is we do take toy donations, but we're very careful about the toys we take.
I was going to ask you that. What sort of toys would you want?
We want toys that we don't have. So if you have a toy that you think would be good for the toy library, just contact us on the details that we'll give you later on, and we'll have a look and see if it's something that would be suitable. We don't take soft or fabric toys because of a hygiene issue. And obviously we have a lot of toys that we don't want to have, have too many of, like we don't need some toys we just don't need. In fact, recently we did a cull and donated some of the toys. So, but yes, just check with us first if you've got something you think out there that would be suitable for the toy library.
So once they pay their $40, then do they get the opportunity at home to look up what toys you've got and then come down and say, well, look, this is what we'd like? Or do you find most people just walk in on the day and say, oh, I wouldn't mind that or that could?
I think it's a variety of both.
Is it?
And they bring their children, so it's very children-led. I mean, sometimes there's a little tantrum as they, they leave a toy behind that they were playing with that the parents just can't fit in their car that day.
Yeah.
But, yes.
So, I still didn't quite get the answer that I asked. Once they've paid their $40 a year, are they then able to get online and see the sorts of toys you've got?
Yes, they do. So when they join up, they get a link that they can join onto our software program, and they can see our 580 toys that we have.
580?
They can search for a toy. They can search for a bike, or they could search for a puzzle, and then they will come up and they can have a look at them. So
let's just go back there one step. I thought you were only talking about small toys and that, but I know you said about a balance bike or something. So, like, you have bikes and things like that as well too, do you?
We do. We recently culled a few trikes because they're so bulky and we've got a space consideration. But, yes, we do have some balance bikes and some small ride-on trikes and things for little children. And we have a helmet waiver because we don't provide helmets. But, yes, we do have those sort of things. And the balance bike's great because kids can try it and then often the parents go, yes, this is wonderful, I'm going to buy it.
Yep. Now, the other thing is too, you mentioned working bees. So what sort of people do you want at the working bees? Do you want... guys and women that are hands-on that can repair toys, or is it just a case of cleaning some of the toys when they come back, or what?
We don't need anybody who can repair toys. If you can put a battery in a toy, that's wonderful. But basically it's often sorting toys out, culling toys. They come in and they go out. We do clean them and check them, but just occasionally, and sometimes cataloguing, introducing new toys into the toy library. That's bagging toys, putting them in boxes, reorganizing the storeroom.
So you don't need anybody with computer skills to
catalog? No, you do not need computer skills.
No worries. All right, we'll take a quick break and we're going to be back with more. And I'm talking to Anne from the Hillsville Toy Library. Now, Anne, you were just saying off air that you've been involved with other events. What sort of events have you been involved in?
The Hillsville Toy Library has been involved in the Hillsville Connect Picnic, which is on in January each year.
Oh, yeah.
We actually auspiced the Hillsville Connect last year. We always have a lot of our toys there and bubbles and... We had a roller coaster. It's a very popular part of the Hillsville Connect Picnic. And we'll be there again next year, hopefully, Grant's willing. And then we've also been involved in the Connecting Community Festival, which was on in March. And most recently, the Hillsville Music Festival that was on in the Queen's Park.
Oh, you were down there, were you?
We were.
What, with your toys?
With all our toys. So we're there. We've got a large Connect 4. We've got a obstacle course, beanbag toss, climbing frames, slides. We had some of our bikes down there as well. And the ever-popular roller coaster. And all those larger toys that we have are actually available for party hire. We've got like a little kids' table and kids' chairs. So at this point in time, the party hire is available to members of the Hillsville Toy Library. But if you are interested in getting hold of some party hire equipment from us, just contact us with the details that you'll have in the future. And we would, if you're from outside the toy library, we'd probably charge a small fee for the hire.
Either that or you pay $40 and become a member.
That's right.
That it's still cheap.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, it's lovely to see all the things that we have for party hire and for our events. It's pretty robust.
Oh, that's true. I'm pretty certain I asked you this, Anne, but after you pay the I'm sure I did. After you pay the $40 for a year, you don't pay anything then to borrow the toys, do you?
No, no. It's $40 flat fee for the year. And so it's pretty good value.
Oh, I reckon. Well, as you said before, one toy will knock that all out. And the other thing is too that I just want to go back to these volunteers again. So really, the only if they want to work on a Saturday morning, all they need is a working with children's. If they want to come to your working bees and help you, they don't need that.
That's right. At a working bee, you wouldn't need a working with children's check.
Yep, yep. And to be honest, if they can't pass a working with your children's, you don't want them at a toy library.
No, no. But the working bee, we have like a lot of people who come along to the working bee would struggle probably to do the Saturday mornings because yep. they're sort of older, but they're wonderful help. And that the working bees are really essential part of our business.
Well, I guess we should just emphasise that for a minute, or maybe you should, that I would have thought that your volunteers, I know you said that you've got a few grandparents that are involved, but I would have thought your working bee would have been sort of young mums and young dads who are already involved. You're saying that in your volunteers, particularly with, say, your working bee, you could easily be looking for older people.
Definitely. If you are out there and you'd like something to do, we would love you to come along to our next working bee.
Well, there are plenty retired people in Healesville.
Indeed.
So yes. There's a chance. And I'm always talking about being connected. And that's one of the things that they are saying that even though we've got the all the mechanical devices and we don't seem to be connecting with each other as well. And a lot of people, when they retire, they do fall in a bit of a hole. So here's a great opportunity without having to spend many hours to get involved, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just periodic. We're a friendly crew and a couple of us are keen bakers, so we would feed you as well.
That sounds good. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then when we come back, Anne's going to give you all the contact details. Look, give it some thought. I know money's tight and I'm often saying to people, if you can give some money at the end of the month, but here's a great way to help the young people out because we are talking about children mainly getting these toys, and also it's an opportunity to help the library, the toy library out. So give it a bit of thought, and if you happen to be selling a vacuum or something, a new one, give them a ring. They'd love to hear from you.
Take me home, country road.
now, we've been talking with Anne from the Hillsville Toy Library. Unfortunately, our time's fast coming to end, although we've got a little bit more time. We'll be talking to Anne too, but grab your paper and pencil because Anne's going to give you some contact details. Now, there are about three ways that you can get involved. One is if you're a young mum or dad that are listening to us today. I suspect there are probably more grandparents. Get hold of, take the numbers down and pass them on to your children. I'm sure that they would love to get toys for your grandchild. Or you're sitting at home and you're retired and you're not too sure what to do with yourself. Well, Anne's given you plenty of opportunities to get involved there. So she'll now give you the contact details.
Thanks, Alan. The easiest way to find us is to type into your search engine Hillsville Toy Library, and it will take you either to our website or our Facebook page. But if you want the website address, it is hillsville.mibase.com.au. Our email address is hillsvilletl@gmail.com.
Give us again, please.
So I'll repeat that. hillsvilletl@gmail.com. So you can send us an email. And if you prefer the spoken word, you can phone on 0417 634 093.
And what was that again, please?
So if you want to talk to us on the phone or send us a message by phone, 0417 634 093. If you type into your search engine Hillsville Toy Library and it takes you to our website, on that website is the email address and the phone number.
Can't do better than that.
No. You should be able to find us.
And it's, as we say, it's not only a case of if you want to borrow toys, it's also if something that we've said tweaked to you that you wouldn't mind doing a little bit of work for them, then give it a shot, because you know that I talk on this about social isolation a lot of the time, and believe me, the stories I've heard, it's and I'm sure Anne will agree because I know her background, that social isolation is not going to do people any good at all, is it?
No, and that's why I'm a member, I'm on a committee of the Hillsville Toy Library and also Hillsville Connect, because when I arrived in town 5 years ago, I did not know a soul. And it was the year of COVID. And
gee, what a time to come.
And I realised I had a bumper crop of grapefruit. Not that everybody wants grapefruit, but I did not know a soul I could even give a grapefruit to. So that's when I realised I had to actually get out, and I approached my community connections like a job. And now I know a lot of people downtown, and it's a very joyful place to live with connections.
I remember someone telling me on the show that They did the same as yourself. They moved in here from, I'm not sure when it was, and they said they wouldn't talk to a soul. I think it was either the husband or the wife died and the other one was just left, and they said they'd go down and do the shopping and there was nobody to talk to, only the checkout chick, and I'm not putting the checkout chick down. She'd say, have a nice day, and that was all they spoke to in the whole week, and they just, it's not good for you, is it?
No, it's not. And no one's going to come and knock on your door. So you can send us an email or ring us up and come and volunteer. It's a good way of making friends.
And this person that I was talking to said the first time they were down the street and somebody called out their name, they really start to live again. They said the first time somebody called them by name, they start to realise, hey, there is a bit more to life than just sitting on the couch.
Yeah. And so Hillsville, you see familiar faces all the time. Sometimes it's nice to be able to put a name to those faces. So if you join in volunteer, it's a really good way to find like-minded people and an interest in life.
And the other thing is, which we've mentioned a few times, is the fact that we're not only talking to maybe young families, we're talking to the grandparents too, that they could be involved. And also, I hadn't realised you could just borrow them like spasmodically. So if you've got grandchildren, it's only a week and a half, I think, till school holidays.
That's right. And we'll be open this Saturday and the following Saturday, and then we're closed for 2 weeks over the holidays, although we are going to have a stay and play. So,
what's a stay and play?
A stay and play is where we invite children to come and play with some of our toys over the holidays. So we'll watch this space. We will be promoting it on Facebook. First of all, we're going to invite the children from Storytime from the library.
Yeah.
And the parents will just come from Storytime around to us and play for an hour some of our really wonderful toys. And this will be using the toys that we bought with the sponsorship.
And this will be during the week, will it?
It's going to be on a Friday. I don't want to commit too much to times and days, but if you're actually interested, it will be promoted on the Hillsville Toy Library Facebook site and also the Hillsville Connect our Facebook site.
Gee, that sounds like a terrific idea.
Yeah, it's going to be aimed mainly at younger children initially. We're just going to sort of get a feel for it.
Yep. I mean, that you can't do much better. I've just got to do something here on the computer and try and talk at the same time. You can't do much better than keep the young people entertained either.
That's right.
Because a lot of parents do struggle and grandparents do struggle trying to keep 2 weeks of fun and frivolity, don't they?
Particularly, these holidays coincide with the wet, grey, cold, long days.
Oh, don't.
But we'll be a nice, warm, friendly spot.
We've got to go. Thank you very much for your time, Anne.
Thank you, Alan.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you. And again, what did we say? TL@gmail.com.
HillsvilleTL@gmail.com or 0417-634-093 or search in your search engine for Hillsville Toy Library and we'll come up.
Can't do any better than that. And it's $40 a year, so I know times are tough, but you can't buy, well, Anne's, I thought you could buy a few toys, but Anne tells me you can't buy much for $40.
You can't buy much for $40.
All right, got to go. Thanks for your time, Anne.
Thank you.